It's time to pick that lawn up by the bootstraps with a healthy dose of Rosie on the House. Get all the advice you could want from the Harper Nursery Boys by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
That is the universal number, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We're getting calls there as well as the 602-277-5827. That's 277-5827. A couple options for you to get in and get your question about landscape and gardening answered by Mr. Chris Kingala of Christopher's Garden Nursery and Lakeside Pine Top, or Harper's Nursery of Harper's Nursery and Landscape.
So don't ask me about hostas and forsythias and stuff like that. That goes to him.
That was really good.
How about, I know two or three names.
Northern plants there.
Mahonia.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring in a plant to say, you know, what is this? What is this? What is this? Because we've been, you know, as we've been crawfishing and on the lakes, there's all different kinds of smells that, yeah, I really forgot about. I haven't spent much time in this part of Arizona since I got out of Boy Scouts. I worked at Camp Geronimo for years. When we camped, often we were at Horton Springs. We would come up past, I'm trying to remember the name. Once you got off, anyway, it was past Willow Springs. So it was once you were physically on top of the rim. And there's just so many smells, especially when it rains. You know, I always talk about the great smell of creosote in the desert when it rains. There's a lot of great smells up in the pines as well, in that ponderosa, and you get that vanilla scent when you put your nose right up in the bark. But now, I didn't have time to pick them and gather them and bring them. And I have a request to answer a quick question about the Crawfish Festival. If you haven't pre-purchased your ticket, that's what all the crawfish we ordered in from Louisiana was for. If you wanted crawfish and guaranteed, well, you can't sell wild game. Crawfish is a wild game. So we ordered crawfish from a farm in Louisiana for the crawfish connoisseurs and the Cajuns that are relocated out here. So they've ordered crawfish in from Louisiana, and that's what we'll be serving. What we've trapped is a commodity of the festival. It'll just be open source on the table. People can eat and enjoy them and try them out.
So it's there till it's gone.
It's there till it's gone. So first come, first serve. If you show up, and we'll do it, we'll be doing, you know, in increments. We're not going to boil all, you know, like I said, we're about 700 pounds. We still have some trappers out this morning. We're not going to do it all at once. We'll just gradually put it out on the table over the course of the time. We have over 300 pre-sold tickets, so there's plenty of Cajuns that are going to be up here that'll be able to tell you how to eat it, what to do with it, how to pinch, peel, and you don't suck, sucking the head, you don't get any brains. A crawfish brain is...
You don't have any.
Is about the, yeah.
Two little eyes, that's it.
Is about the size of a speck of dust inside its skull. You're getting a mouthful of seasoning and flavor. So,
well, actually, you're doing a great service for the Arizona Game and Fish
Department.
That's
what it's all about. You know, you're it's teaching people how to consume a pest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a lake cockroach, and maybe that wasn't probably the best thing to
you
do
know what
you're
I
eating,
tell,
but
I tell everyone, Game and Fish was up here doing a video of the trapping on Wednesday, and he said, name off all the different names of crawfish you've heard. And they went through it, and I said, you know, I don't tell a lot of people this, but it really is the cockroach of the water, because it's the best survivor by far.
That, and plus they decimate those lakes. I think they eat up all the vegetation and kill a lot of the fish, and they're really they themselves are predators. So
we're getting rid of them. And even if you don't want to eat crawfish, we've got music, we've got bands, we've got circus performers.
There's all kinds of stuff setting up out here. Vendors.
There's some barbecue. There's some tilapia. There's all kinds of good stuff. There's snow cones for the kids. So it's got something.
They got some bouncy house things going on out there. Yeah, so bring the kids.
It's an all-out festival. Just an
education. They can actually go outside and play.
Okay. It's a beautiful day. Someone had mentioned earlier that there might be a chance of rain. I tell you, I've been in this... here inside the Memory Lane Cafe and Collectibles for about the last hour and a half. But when I came in, I saw a few puffy clouds that didn't look like rain clouds and blue skies.
Well, who cares if it rains? That's why I come up here this time of year, so to sit in it.
God's air conditioning.
That's right.
And even if it does, or you don't want to sit in the rain, there's plenty of restaurants along the Bison Ranch, including this one. There's the Wild Women Saloon, the Cheeseburgers, American Grill. There's shops up and down it. There's plenty of place to get out of cover. So
And then you could just mosey on over to Pine Top. It's only what, about 45 minutes?
45 minutes, and you're in downtown Pine Top.
And then go to Christopher's Nursery and get some geraniums.
There you go.
Hanging basket for your cabin.
Perfect. Right. And what would you put in that hanging basket? I know we touched on it earlier about a half hour ago. in the beginning. What's hanging on your
basket? I'm thinking hanging baskets in Phoenix right now, sweet potato vines. So
actually, there's a myriad of plants that we're putting in baskets. The sweet potato vines actually work really well in baskets. All the new super petunias, you know, make fabulous baskets at this time of the year. And Scavolia, Biocopa, a lot of those you can blend in baskets and lend you a lot of color, and it will give you a lot of color all summer long, too.
And your basket at your home.
Yes.
Well, what's on the king of the back patio hanging?
Well, actually, I have super petunias. I have one super petunia called a Raspberry Blast, and just an incredible bloomer and great cascader. A little 12-inch basket. I have probably 24-inch leads on it right now. Then I have some another double petunia that's also a super petunia in a basket hanging in the front yard. It looks pretty striking right now, too.
Well, as I understand, it sounds like we have a call in from Strawberry, Arizona, which is a beautiful location if you've never been there. Actually, it's the way I came through. I didn't go through the beeline coming up. I took 17 up to Camp Verde and came across 260.
Sure.
Gorgeous drive in there. Do we... And I don't have the name. Do we have our Strawberry caller online with us this morning?
Yes. Yes, here I am. My name's Kurt.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning to you, sir.
I have a question. Strawberry, which is a 6,000-foot elevation, we have about a half a dozen apple trees that are 40-plus-year-old apple trees, never been pruned, so they're huge. They actually grow into each other from one to the other. And we have a muddy mess whenever it rains. Nothing grows underneath it because it's too dark. My question is there any kind of a grass that you all know about that might grow in such shaded areas?
Actually, some of your cool weather grasses in Strawberry should work real well. You could put an orchard grass in there, which is kind of more of a drought tolerant, little tougher grass, not fine bladed. Or you could probably seed a rye in there too. A rye, a Kentucky blue, a fescue, all of those can handle a little bit of shade.
Could you blend those?
You absolutely can blend them. We have a blend that's called a Supreme Lawn Mix that's a blend of Kentucky Blue, fine-bladed rye, and creeping red fescue. It's as good as there is in shade.
There you go.
We appreciate the call. Let's move to our next one, Ned, which is down in the valley. So a question for Mr. Harper. Welcome to the program. Go ahead and just state your name and your question.
Hello, my name's Pete. I saw a newspaper article in the Republic about Mondo grass. My neighbor has about 12 of these clusters or clumps of it, and it gets afternoon shade. I never knew the name of it. Mm-hmm. And it gets afternoon shade, these clumps of Mondo grass. They're about a foot tall, and now the reason I'm calling, they're sprouting lavender blossoms from the center. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, how often do these Mondo grass clusters blossom? They're dark green. They look real mm-hmm. good because they get afternoon shade.
Yeah, the limiting factor on Mondo grass is it's got to have shade. And it does get a really pretty little spike of purpley flowers on it in the late spring or summer. So it'll kind of bloom off and on through the spring and summer months. Used to be a lot more popular as a shade, you know, plant when, you know, people landscape differently in Phoenix with more turf areas and overhead spray watering and that sort of thing. But if you've got a kind of a shady, difficult spot and you want kind of that clumpy grass look, it's still a viable option. That and Liriope is another one. It gets a little bigger than Mondo grass, but that also gets a purpley flower on it. And that would be another option for you as well.
Now we have Mike and Mesa who would like to ask us about a flowering vine. Mike, welcome to the program. Where's this vine going?
Hi there.
He's playing on his computer.
He's on Windows.
I had a question. I got a covered back patio, and I was going to cover the sides with the trellis and have a vine crawl up and, you know, basically to shade off the covered patio. And now my question is, what would be a good choice of vine that would fill that space from the ground to the roof, fill it in nice and thick with, you know, pretty blossoms and, you know, basically could handle the heat? Because there's not
you know,
a
one I like,
right there.
Because you're using it as a side and you might want to have some sun come through there in the wintertime, is the just plain old trumpet vine, Virginia creeper. gets a beautiful orange flower on it. It blooms all summer. It's spectacular. The hummingbirds love it. It grows really fast. It'd twine its way in and through that lattice or trellis work all on its own. And in the wintertime, it loses its leaves, so you would let some ambient sun through there in the cooler months. So that might be a really good choice for you. It's just called regular orange trumpet vine or trumpet creeper vine.
Now, I know one that's really hard for the desert, but I love it, is jasmine. Baby Kay had jasmine vines on her back patio, and the smell of jasmine in the rain, 4th of July, fireworks, just, you know, it takes you back to a, you know, I mean, just this, it feels like home.
Well, jasmines, most of them need a fair amount of afternoon shade in Phoenix. So if his, depending on what side of that patio he was trying to cover, if it was the east side where it got morning sun and afternoon shade, then jasmine wouldn't be a bad choice. And the Arabian jasmine, which is a little more of a shrub, but it still vines a fair amount, blooms all summer. And that's a great one. People that think they want a gardenia in Phoenix really ought to consider Arabian jasmine instead of gardenias. It blooms a lot better. It blooms a lot longer. It doesn't have the problem with iron chlorosis and salt burn and all of that. So Arabian jasmine is a great plant, especially if you've got a little bit of afternoon shade. I've got it right by my front door, across below a window in my little front courtyard. And, you know, just all summer as you walk up to the house, you get that little bit of a subtle jasmine smell. It's great.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Mr. Kinglet, I look like you were getting ready to say something on vines.
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, we're talking about trumpet vine. That will actually grow in our area, too, in a real sunny location. A lot of lower elevations, you know, linden, sholo, you know, where it gets a little bit warmer, trumpet vine does real well there.
Sure.
Then you also said Virginia creeper. That's one that we use an awful lot. Great vine, very versatile, can take full sun, can also take kind of a shady environment, and it drops its leaves in the wintertime. You get a great fall color off of that plant. When they go dormant, the leaves turn
a little bit of yellow purple.
We actually get fiery red.
Yeah, up here,
on the Virginia creeper.
Excellent.
You know, another way, if you didn't want color, and then he said flowers, another one I was going to suggest is grapes.
Oh.
You know, grapes make a great covering for a lattice work or a trellis work.
Have your vine and eat it, too.
Lose the leaves in the winter, and then you have your fruit, have your vine and eat it, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
What kind of grape? I see Thompson's a lot in
Well, in the valley, we use Thompson seedless, ruby, and flame, which are the more blush-colored seedless grapes. Those are the three that probably do the best in the hot weather.
In our area, we use Concords and Himrods and cooler weather grapes up there, but do the same thing.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking a little bit off the break about pest control, and we've got a whole different type of pest up here. I've seen at least 50 elk since I've been up here. We saw a deer on the side of the highway. All these things, just as beautiful as they smell, that color, that's deer food there.
Like candy. Your landscape is candy to them.
Well, one of the most effective ways to prevent elk in your yard is an archery tag in the fall. I know that that's probably not proper to say on the air.
Have they expanded the archery units to go into the metropolitan areas?
Gotcha.
Flagstaff. In Phoenix,
when I was younger, I used to sneak around where Torreon Golf Course is right now. It used to be a little housing development there, and nobody hunted it much, and I was always in their backyards in the morning. So.
Now, one tag, though, there's a lot of deer, so we're going to have to find some other ones, but we're going to take a break and be back right after this. It's Rosie on the House.